Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce and all things Chamber. You can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And to learn about the Daybreak Rotary, I have Hunter McCleary in here. And how are you today?
Doing fine, Jack. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, thank you for coming. And so the Daybreak Rotary, first off, let's get some logistics out of the way. When do you guys meet and where?
We meet at 7 a.m. every Wednesday at the Powerhouse, and anyone is welcome to just walk in and join us. We'll have some coffee, we will greet you, and we will welcome you to our little meeting.
And just come on in as a guest and just, yeah, introduce yourself. You know, you guys do incredible things throughout the community. I mean, I know, so I always say there's, you know, there's Rotary, there's Kiwanis, there's Lions, there's all these different organizations. And one of the projects that the Daybreak Rotary has taken on our bike racks.
That's correct. What we found is that the city has done a great job of putting in what are considered the sort of state-of-the-art bike racks. But much of the rest of the business community is probably 10 or 15 years behind. And they're great about having the old schoolyard type of bike racks, which basically look like a jail cell bars.
Oh, yeah, where you kind of park your front wheel in it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And all too often, though, people come back and they find that all that's left is their front wheel.
Right.
Because the rest of the bike is not secure.
Gotcha.
So we are advocating and are putting in bike racks that are called the inverted U design because it allows you to secure the front and back wheels and the frame to a secure installation.
Well, you know, you reached out to the Chamber of Commerce, and one of the requirements that we had in our design were bike racks. And we've had a few people that have come to meetings and said, "Where's your bike rack, Jack?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, we haven't installed them yet." And you introduced yourself, and we're going to have, because we're pre-recording this, so I can say last week we had three bike racks installed at the Chamber.
That's
so
correct.
Thank you.
Yep. It's our pleasure, and we're hoping it's the first of many, although we have done two of them at Mana already, and by the time this airs, we'll have also done two at the Unitarian Church.
Oh, great.
So our program is structured so that basically we're trying to reach out to small businesses, and any small business that wants to put in a bike rack, if you pay for the bike rack, we will do the installation. And the typical bike rack, a single inverted U, costs about $150. Mm-hmm. You can buy them through Home Depot and probably other local sources. I'm not sure about that.
Right.
Spec out your site. We'll come into a site visit and make sure that it can fit a bike rack. And then we will schedule the installation once you have ordered it.
And if we need help or if somebody needs help ordering, is that something you guys can expedite, or do you rather the business orders it?
I'd rather the business ordered it. If it's a nonprofit, we're trying to get together with the city to create a fund for nonprofits to help them buy a rack. Rotary has a small amount of money for funding bike racks. At this point, we're not quite sure how much that is because our business is doing community service, not really buying bike racks.
Sure. But then you guys will come in and, I'm going to say, professionally install it. So that's something that the business owner or the chamber director doesn't have to worry about.
Correct. We have the correct equipment. We use a rotary hammer drill that we can get from Target Rental.
Okay.
And Target has been very supportive. A little plug for them.
And what's up with that Jim Duke, right?
Yeah, they give us the tools for free whenever we want to install something.
He's
so
in the
great
club, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think if I remember right, yeah, Jim, and he does great things for the community. So you guys come and install, and then, it's set up and ready to be used by bikers, which is huge in this community.
Yeah, the bike community in Durango is really strong for road biking and mountain biking, but we would like to see more transportation biking, local errands running. And if you go out and ride around the town, you'll see that you've got this great river trail that is basically a backbone for the city, and lots of feeder streets on the sides that bring you to it. So it's really a made-for opportunity to expand your biking and errand running on a bicycle instead of driving to your destination.
Well, and I have to say, when I've ridden my bike, it was easier to park, so to speak, lock it up, and get to my meeting. And the e-bike you know, the pedal assist bikes now are amazing, and allowing those too on the river trail opens up so many possibilities. You get panniers on there, you can put your laptop and your bags in those, and away you go.
Absolutely. The e-bikes have really expanded, even in Durango, where everybody's so physically fit. But as you saw in the paper recently, they did a grant of, I think, 16 bikes to, mm-hmm. was it restaurant workers?
Yes.
And those bikes are not cheap. They're like $1,500 to $2,000 each. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you have a secure parking option for them. And so that's why we are pushing this with small businesses.
Now, and if somebody's interested in learning more, or have you come and do a site inspection, things of that nature, what's the best thing they should do?
The best thing probably is to send an email to rotaryracks@bike-durango.org.
One more time.
Rotaryracks, RotaryRacks, one word, at bike-durango.org.
Awesome. And Rotarians, there's how many in your club? Because you guys are pretty, there's a lot of you, and both in the daybreak as well as noon.
Noon and evening. Yeah. Our particular club, Daybreak, has 50 members, and we have stayed steady throughout the pandemic. So mm-hmm. we've continued to have engaged members. If you are familiar with the Daybreak Rotary, it's probably through the Navajo Lights program.
Yes.
That we initiated many years ago. And that program has been so successful that the Navajo Nation got funding to take it over for themselves. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys started, I remember when you were doing that, and you know, what a difference for so many of those out on the Navajo Reservation, because they literally didn't have electricity, but then they could charge the solar lights and have light, and you know,
could charge your cell phones.
And be able to do homework or cook. I mean, you just take things for granted.
You really do. And it just made such a difference in the lives of many. I think they've done hundreds and hundreds of installations over the years.
Yeah, that is just another great thing that the Rotarians do. I'm in the Kiwanis Club. We focus on children, mm-hmm. and all the different things that the Rotarians do. And again, there is Daybreak. What I like about Daybreak, if I remember right, if you're a member, you don't...
It's the hands-on.
The hands-on, and you don't get charged. Like the noon, if you don't show up for lunch, you get charged, right?
This is true.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying, you know. So, but no, it is. It's something, and you know, each club and organization is set up differently.
Yep.
So if you're a morning person...
If you're a morning person, we have lots of coffee. Come on down.
And again, those are on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. at the Powerhouse.
Correct.
And how long have you been a Rotarian?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
What made you decide to get involved?
I retired a few years ago and moved here, mm-hmm. and I decided I wanted to get engaged in the community and give back.
Yeah.
So that was the impetus.
And I'm curious, what did you do before you retired?
I worked for a nonprofit in the DC area doing IT.
Oh, okay. Wow. And all right, I always ask this because, you know, I came here almost 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years ago next year to go to Fort Lewis College. And mm-hmm. my old boss at a feed store in Golden, which is now a really cool restaurant right across from Coors, but called Golden Mill. And he said, where'd you apply to college? I go, CSU. He goes, too big. I go, Adams State, Western State, too cold. Mesa State, Grand Junction's ugly. I go, Fort Lewis. He goes, go there. And I said, really? And he said, yep, my old roommate runs the co-op. If you get thrown in jail, drop my name. He'll bail you out. My other old roommate's dad's a doctor in Durango. If you get sick, he'll fix you up. So literally, 40 years ago almost, I came here based on that.
Amazing.
And it's been a great run. You know,
sure.
Spent 12 years in the media, 7 years at Fort Lewis College, 14 years doing this. And how did you pick Durango?
That is a funny story. My wife and I were campground hosts at Canyonlands National Park a few years ago, and we kept running into people from Durango. And one of them was a group campground that had a bunch of professors from Fort Lewis, and they said, check out Durango, because we had not decided where to retire to.
Uh-huh.
And one of the people we also ran into was a principal, retired principal from Sunnyside.
Okay.
And she said, you know, I spend the winters in Mexico. Why don't you stay at my house?
Oh, wow.
So we did, and the rest.
And you fell in love.
We did indeed.
And then you said, I'm going to become a Rotarian.
Yep.
And then you've gone from IT to bike rack installations.
That's right.
Again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Hunter from the Daybreak Rotary. And Daybreak Rotary is out installing bike racks. And again, the website, if someone's interested.
Okay, if you need to contact us. It would be rotaryracks@bike-durango.org.
And if I remember right, you have a variety of different kinds of bike, right? You have the, you know, inverted U shape, which is probably, you know, very popular. And then there's also some that can be customized.
Well, they do have some customized options. If you ever get a chance, look at the police station in Fruta, and they've got a pair of inverted U racks that look like handcuffs. And it's just amazing adaptation.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think the chamber needs that. We could probably, you know, we could do something that was more business. But, you know, for our budget and everything that we were looking at, and you guys are going to be, well, have installed three bike rides. We have two in the front entrance and then one over by the back entrance.
Correct. Yep.
Just being able to allow people, because we do have commuters that work in our office, mm-hmm. as well as the boardroom, and people usually have to lock their bike up to the post and beams,
yes.
out front.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, Jack, when's it going to get the bike rack? And
yep.
so as part of the building and the design work of it, we said we will put one in. So through Rotary, you guys have been gracious enough to help us out with that.
Yep. And each rack holds two bikes, so it's a good investment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, it encourages the multimodal transportation, which, as you mentioned, is so prevalent in Durango, you know, and people getting on their bikes and riding to work and then, again, doing the commuting. And during the summertime, and it's funny, I need to break my bike out of our barn and dust it off, because it is something that I look at, and by the time I get in my vehicle, go around a block four or five times, you know, with parking, and you don't have to pay a meter. And there's plenty of bike racks in the downtown Central Business District and can lock up and,
yep.
you know, be able to know it's safe.
Yeah, we just need more in the further out areas. So
yeah.
The business.
So, I'm curious, are you an avid biker then?
I am. I try to bike about 100 miles a week.
And okay.
most of the time I make that.
Did you ride out to this interview?
I did indeed.
I thought that was your bike out front, so now the guilt sets in.
Yeah,
I used to have a board member, Keith Brandt. He worked at La Plata Electric, and we were heading to a meeting a couple times, and he was my board president for a while, former city councilman. And he was funny. He goes, your bike's at the chamber, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, all right, I'll swing by on mine. Let's ride. And he only had one car in his family until his daughters got old enough that he'd be shuttled around. But
yep.
he rode his bike everywhere. And it's something, you know, not only healthy,
mm-hmm.
good for you, you know, and just obey the traffic laws, obviously.
Yep.
And we are a biking-friendly community.
Yeah, and they found that people that bike are healthier. They have fewer sick days at work. And it's just a great way to sort of build a community. Because whenever I'm out biking, I almost always run into somebody I know that I would not see
yeah.
if I was in a car.
It's funny you say that, because when I bike, I jack, and so I, you know, stop, and I'm,
yeah.
so I stop. I'm going to be late for my meeting, but it is. It's that, it's almost like there's no barrier, you know, and even mm-hmm. the police department says that, you know, when they're on bikes, the bike patrol, you're so much more approachable.
Yep. That's
wow.
true.
Awesome. All right. Let me see what the time is. We've got a couple minutes left. So one more time, the website.
We don't have a website yet.
All right, I mean, not the website,
the
email.
That's okay, but send an email to rotaryracks@bike-durango.org.
And if you're interested in joining Rotary, Daybreak Rotary, what time and where?
7 a.m. Wednesday morning at the Powerhouse. And we'll have lots of coffee for you.
And does it cost to attend?
It doesn't cost to attend. It does cost to join Rotary.
Right.
But as long as you're a guest, just keep coming.
Just keep coming until somebody says, you've been here about 20 times, Jack. It's time to join.
Yeah. But, you know, we always have a fascinating speaker of some kind at each meeting.
Yeah.
So it's certainly worth your while to drop in.
Well, I don't know if that's at each meeting, because I've spoken, and I don't know if I was fascinating. So, you know.
I don't know. I bet you got more war stories than most people around here.
Well, I know where the skeletons are buried. You know, I know where the closet for the skeletons are, as well as where they're buried. But in all sincerity, though, thank you for everything
sure.
Rotary does and the Rotarians. And again, the Daybreak, I would like the Daybreak just because I'm a morning person and gets me up and out of bed.
Great. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. Hunter, thank you. Was that painless?
That was.
Well,
thank
you
so much.
Yeah.
I had all this
See,
stuff
you didn't
ready.
Even need your notes.
Even had a picture of my
Look,
the handcuffs.
There's the handcuffs. I love it. Well, never mind. I'm not going to go there with the hand. I probably should be locked up at times. Anyway, again, check it all out with Daybreak Rotary if you want to get a bike rack out in front of your business. And will you come back sometime?
You betcha.
All right, we'll chat some more later.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.